from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Kinatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Kinatsit Hayed, Pai Luis, Inchpesek. Hey, we got July 14th. And for my American friends, my Western Armenians out there, I'm not in the studio. I'm in Yerevan. Actually, I'm sitting at a cafe here. It's called Royal Martini. And having coffee. They just do not give you coffee. They brought out three, I don't know, they're European desserts. And I was good for the first 15 minutes. I just wanted coffee, and I'm staying away from the desserts. And sure enough, after 15 minutes of staring at me saying "Enziger Yakbarjan," they're gone. They're down the hatch. This place is so beautiful, really beautiful. The weather's nice. A couple nights ago, actually, three, 4 nights ago, we had that hail. It was bad hail. It was like 65 degrees, and I mean, it got really cold and windy. And that night, by the way, Portugal took on France for the Euro Championship. And in Armenia, if you're kicking back, enjoying everything, people love their soccer. So, I got to make a play. I got to make a bet. And it's so convenient to make a bet here. I mean, they have little stands everywhere. And they had it at the restaurant, too. I put 25,000 drums. I hope I said that right. Drums or whatever they are. Armenian dollar. And I looked on my ticket. It said winning potential, 100. Near 104,000, and I had Portugal, and I'm like, wow, 104,000. They're getting 4-1. Why are they getting 4-1? Who cares? So I said, I'm gonna roll with it. I got Portugal. I went up to the window and I said, Portugal to win. Now remember that, folks, because this gets a little funny here. So the game's going on. By the way, people in Armenia, they eat crayfish. Crayfish is our crawfish. And it's unlimited. They call it unlimited. We call it all you can eat. But it's unlimited. And they bring mounds of crawfish out to your table. I'm with my friend Garik and his wife. And we're kicking back watching this and eating. And I tell you what, man, Garik and his wife, they can put down some of that as well. I think we could have possibly eaten a whole pond of crawfish that night. Anyway, 0-0, Ronaldo goes down. I go, I got no shot. We're going to lose. Second period, 0-0, overtime, 30 minutes, 0-0, 15-minute overtime, boom, they score. Portugal scores. I am smoking a hookah at the time, and I jump in the air, and I'm all excited. We win, and la la la, and I'm looking at my ticket, and time to go cash my ticket. I give my ticket, and he says, "No, this doesn't work." I go, "Why doesn't this work?" Well, because you had it in the first 90 minutes, the game to win by Portugal. You get 4-1 on that. But if I would have picked Portugal to say champions, I had to go up to the window or the little desk or little table or whatever he had and say, not for Portugal to win, but Portugal to become champions. That's what I had to say, which I find it to be repulsively stupid, okay? And then on the ticket, they wrote it in Russian, and on the bottom part, they said, good luck, in English. Oh, thank you. But I didn't know what the hell I bought and so forth. I put Portugal to win. Portugal did not win, according to them. Portugal had to become champion. So, in any case, I lost this bet. And I find that a little ridiculous. A little repulsive. But in any case, that's how the night went there. It was a great time. A lot of beer. A lot of crawfish, crayfish, unlimited. All you can eat in the West. But then the following day, we had some stuff here. I had to do some stuff around the Moscow Theater. That's where I'm at right now. Anyway, that's where I'm at right now, waiting for our guests. And I think it'll be pretty good. I made a lot of connections out here. This Last Inhabitant, it was a real good movie. Real good movie. I mean, there's stuff like for the Western people that we would say we would do it like this or we would do it like that. But in the Euro and Armenian sense, this was how it was supposed to be done. So we roll with it. That's all there is to that. We roll with it, and it was a good movie, a great premiere. And I think that was a private screening is what I got. I think the main premiere will be on the Friday or Saturday. And it was a red carpet. I don't know if Chris is going to have that up yet because I've been sending him a lot of videos of Armenia. And I've just been telling him to splice away. Chris, I'm sorry, man, really, because there's a lot of stupid stuff that I've been sending you to. I'm sure you got to go through all of it, but in any case, when Chris gets a chance, he'll definitely have that up. And you guys will definitely enjoy some of the scenes, some of the things that I've been doing. We went on the subway a couple times, and I tell you what, that was so clean. Cool air down there. There's no graffiti. People here really take care of everything, you know? If you see one graffiti, it's kind of repulsive because the whole city is beautiful. They take care of it now. Last time I was here, wasn't like that. I mean, there were a lot of trash out in the streets and so forth. Yeah, there's a so forth for you. You knew I couldn't do a show without it, hearing a so forth. But in any case, the streets are clean now. There's a lot of trash cans on each corner. People really do a good job here. And the settings with the cafes are unbelievable. It is, to me, the equivalence of Austria right now. That's how I look at it, really. There's this one area, again, Chris has got the video, he'll put it up. It's part of Cascade area. It's called Cascade, and that's, I'm telling you right now, I will buy a condo or something right there because I found that place to be my calling, man. That is beautiful. Any Armenian out there that really wants to experience something Armenian and just wants to experience people just hanging out together and just enjoying the night and with a breeze, you walk up this cascade. It's a beautiful step-by-step type of mountain. And I almost have to show it to you guys. If you guys get a chance, again, when Chris gets it up, check out the Cascade hill that I went through. I mean, it wears you down. It really has. And it wears you down walking. By the way, on the walking side, I got my Fitbit. I was probably averaging 6,000 to 7,000 per day on the steps. In Armenia, I'm about maybe 15,000 to 16,000 steps, and I'm enjoying it. It's not like, you know, you get pissed because you don't have a ride, you don't have a car. Not here. You're walking, you're enjoying, you're doing everything there is out there, and it is very pleasant. It's very peaceful, and again, the people here are very much, they want to talk to you. They want to see what you're up to, and I want to see what they're up to as well. And it's worked out really good, and you're getting in shape too, by the way. Yes, yes, I did eat those damn three little sugar balls that they gave me, but they were, the desserts here, the food here is no exception to the top. I mean, this stuff that they're giving out here, it's not that expensive either. Right here, I got my coffee. I got my American coffee. And they gave me like three desserts, and that'll be under $3. How's that sound? And this is a nice restaurant, nice cafe. So it's like that, and the tips are included anyway. But you know what? I'm American. I used to be, I'm from America, and I used to be a waiter in college. I tip these guys a little extra. Come on. But it's 10%, and they put it on the bill. Anyway, we are definitely in Armenia. We're enjoying ourselves. Three nights in a row, my friends, I have eaten at a Lebanese restaurant. And I'm giving a shout out to these folks because they have treated me so well. And I love that restaurant. It's right by the Cascade, and it's called El Mayas. All right, I know what you guys are thinking, El Mayas. I wouldn't have named it that, but you know what? It's working, the place is packed, they love me, I love their food. It's all the stuff that I used to eat from mom and dad. They used to make me that, and now I'm enjoying it all over again. It's like flashbacks. I order like 6 or 7 of these appetizers, from the falafel, to lefmejun, to Monte. Hey, Mariam, they got Monte here, and it tastes so damn good. And also the chukufta. I wish they wouldn't put real nuts on top of it, though. I'm going to talk to them about that. We got to get rid of the nuts on top of the chukufta, but they do it on the sichem. There's about 6 sichems out there with green onions and lettuce all cut in the middle there. It's delicious. I just can't explain it. And the last time I went there, Haru goes, I got a little extra ohi, the real stuff from the Middle East, right? The stuff that turns white, you know? What do they call that in Lebanon? Rah-rah, I don't know. But it's like ouzo, okay? It turns white, it's beautiful, and tastes good. I'm used to it. That's the old Lebanese in me. Anyway, my friends, that's what I got so far. And as soon as my guest shows up, if he shows up, if he doesn't show up, you know what? I may just take this on the road and just interview Armenian people that I see just walking by. They may not understand crap that I'm saying. And most of them look at me like I'm in a zoo with some of my outfits, too, because some of these people really dress like, I don't know, they kind of dress tight shirts and stuff. Even the guys, I don't get that. You don't want the sides hanging out or anything like that. You want to be feeling good and loose. And these guys, if you're wearing double XL, you're wearing XL here, folks. And that's not me. And I know that's not you guys out in West Coast or East Coast Armenians. And, we like to... not show our guts off a little bit. So, but the women here, the girls, God bless. Jesus Christ. I don't know if you're a single guy out here in Armenia, why you can't do good dating one of these gorgeous gals. They take care of themselves. They're all modern looking. It's not those old crazy shows that you used to see with the dancers all dressed in red and their hair's down to their kneecaps and dancing away. Now these gals really want to look good, and they want to look modern. They got the Bon Jovi jeans. All of them pay for jeans that are cut, if you could believe that. Their jeans are all torn up, and they pay for that. In my days, used to accidentally walk by a fence, and then when it tore, It went deeper and deeper because you'd have to wash it and dry it and so forth. And then it became cool. But these people are paying big dollar for torn up jeans. Maybe I'm getting too old. But that's what I got so far. I will stay in touch with you guys, and we'll take it from there.
Hey, Jono, it sounds like you're having an awesome time over there in Armenia. Wish that we were over there enjoying it with you, but we're here. So as long as we are, I thought I would remind all the listeners that if you'd like to support the show, it's really easy. Just head over to our website. On the right-hand side of the page, there's a huge icon that says Amazon. Hit the Amazon icon, head over to Amazon, do all the shopping that you need to do. Just remember, it's on our website, armeniaproud.com. If you're on a laptop, it'll be on the right-hand side of the page. If you're on your phone, it'll be at the bottom. Also, if you like our show, you got to head over to the iTunes Store, Stitcher, however you listen to your podcast, and you got to look at Armenian Nights Radio. These guys are hilarious. They're out of LA. It's a great show. That's on our website. Follow the link in the right-hand side of the page, and you can hear Armenian Nights Radio. It's a great show on the lineupmedia.fm network, and we're all family here. So head on over, support their show like you do ours. And with all that said, we're going to send it back over to you, Jono, in Armenia. How are things going?
All right, my friends. Hey, Chris, our guest right now, and this is really strange how this really worked out, too, because I've been waiting for over, I don't want to say a couple hours, but a couple hours, and I thought he was so busy that he had to do something else. Well, check this out. He's at a cafe maybe 30 yards away from me, and I'm at the other cafe. And then I seen him walking down the sidewalk, and I said to myself, he must have forgot about our interview. And he says to me, Arhagop Der Hugasyan, he says to me, hey, where were you, man? I was at that other cafe over there in that corner by Moscow Theater. I said, holy, you got to be kidding me. I've been sitting here at this other cafe. But in any case, we're happy to have you on our show, Hagop. How are you? Hagop, by the way, folks, he's a director in the Middle East in Lebanon, where I grew up as a little kid. And I just like to get his perspective on what it is right now about this film festival, about being Armenian, about attending one of these, and what people like Hagop looks for and stuff like this. So Hagop, fill me in, man.
Okay, so I'm here to assist to the premiere of The Last Inhabitant, the film of directing by Civan Avedisyan. Last year I came here and I worked with him. I was assisting him in the shooting the film. So he asked me to be here present when the premiere would be happen. So I came here and we start seeing what things are happening in the festival. I don't know if I must tell about the film a little bit maybe.
What did you think about the red carpet, and did Yerevan do this movie justice?
I think, first of all, the festival is growing and it's getting more important than it was used to be, because 1 year, I think it was the first time they did the festival. I was participating with a short movie from Spurk, from Diaspora, so it was different, very different thing.
Was it lower standard or?
Yeah, it was very low. But now, when I'm looking what is happening and the directors that are coming, all the invitations and stuff, I think it's growing and becoming more important than what it was.
Now, this isn't just about Armenia, is it? This is how many countries? I heard 48, 49 countries are represented here.
Yes. It's coming an international festival. There are foreign films that they would like to come and participate for Voski Zerak.
Right. So how does this work? She told me that it's based on judging and so forth. How does judging have any effect? I mean, people, they want to see the movie, or tell me about how this all works.
There are different juries, let's say. There are international juries and there are Armenian films jury. So Civan is participating in the Armenian category. So there are international juries there. They watch the film. And they decide if it's worth it to have the Voski Ziran, the Golden Apricot, or no.
Right.
And another jury will judge all the films in international films, and they will give their prizes for the international films.
And these prizes, are they more exposure to the West or to Europe?
Yeah, I think it's important when you go to a festival, another festival, and say, I have this festival prize, you know?
And you have the award.
Yeah, award. That's important for a film.
What
it's like, you know, for the restaurants, you have Michelin. Yeah, so it's the same thing, yes.
Yeah, food critics, of course. What did you think about the movie?
I think it's very, very good movie. The script is beautiful. I fell in love with the script when Chivan gave me something like 2 years ago. I fell in love with the script and I told him, you have very strong script there and you must work hard for directing that. And he said, yes, I'm trying to get lots of people in it, and I want to be an international crew, let's say, and actors crew also. So that's why I teach in a university, Lebanese university, mm-hmm. In Lebanon. So I took some students from there to do their stage, as we say, here in this movie, and I came here. And there are lots of other peoples from Russia, Belarus.
Let me interrupt you for a second. When you say, when he approached you and mentioned we have to have an international, was that because he wanted other countries to see other actors around? Because then it gets more respectability instead of just having Armenians in an Armenian movie. We'll make it kind of like a bias type of setting, but when you have international stars,
yeah, I think even the subject is a very human subject. It's an international thing, you know. It talks about the relation between humankind, men, how must treat another person to person. You know, it's not only about the conflict between Armenian and Azeris.
Right.
It's about how the two human beings, how they can escape from all this hell. You know, how they can help each other. And this is why it's important, I think, to have that international crew in it.
Right, right. I think this movie, I seen the private screening as well, and it really reflected upon not Armenians, not Azeris, but two people that lived together throughout this time. And it's a brilliant move by the writer, by the director. It's almost like we haven't heard that content yet. As an Armenian, all you hear is our side. And God bless our people. We're never going to take a shot at our Armenians. But it was so much like an Armenian that's trying to still live in that area, in that society. But again, I think how he concluded it was, maybe it can't happen.
Yeah. That's true, but first of all, I think maybe it's one of the rare movies that, let's say, a personal matter, it's going to be on a level, international level, on a humankind, human relationships level, you know. It's very Armenian thing, but it goes to the international level, to the human level. And that's the important thing, I think, in the movie. That's why it was very important for Chivan also to have this all nationalities, multinationalities, persons, so they can invest in this film. Not only money, it's about energy, about, you know, even the crew, the relations between the crew. The Lebanese, there was non-Armenian Lebanese guys, a Palestinian girl who lives in Lebanon also came and worked.
Really?
Yeah, and she loved Armenia and she wanted to come and live here, to work here also.
Wow.
So this kind of thing, even the work of the crew is reflecting on the movie. When you see the film, it's like, you know, when Ardavat Pelesyan did Us, the film Us, he was talking about the Armenians, but it wasn't about Armenians. It was about the humankind. To talk a very national thing and transforming to the international level, you know, that's the...
Transforms to the heart.
Yeah.
Okay. It had a European ending. Not like the United States ending, because we always got a winner
and a loser.
And it always seems like the good guys always win.
Yeah.
And it, we're not going to give this movie away, but it gives a lot of questions at the end.
Yes.
And is that his trademark?
Yeah, I think so, because first of all, the conflict is not finished yet. So
there could be a sequel.
Yeah. Even the Artsakh conflict, it's not finished. So
right. That's
why Chivan always said that if I'm doing something about Artsakh Karabakh, I cannot end it, because I don't know the end. So I must always think about an opening.
Right.
And you can choose or a bad ending or a happy ending.
Right.
Okay? You can say even Ibrahim or Abkar is not dead. Even if they are dead, they are together up in the heaven.
Right.
You know?
And we're not saying that either one is dead.
Yes.
You guys got to check this one out. It's about an Azeri farmer, a villager, a prominent villager, and you have an Armenian prominent villager as well. They work together, they live together, they drank ohi together, and one day all this became hell, and this is the type of scene that this movie takes off on. So now, going back to Lipanan, what was it before that you were doing that Jivan brought you into this?
Okay, I met Jivan when Jivan came to Lebanon, and he was showing Tevanik. I looked at the film and I said, this is a guy with very
great
big
potential.
Yeah. And with all our power, we must help him. And I met him, we talked a lot, and there was this, you know, this energy passing from him
just
to me.
Just yeah. Back and forth, huh?
Yeah. And he said, listen, I have another script, I'm working on it. I would like to hear your opinion. And he sent me the script, and I read it, and I said, wow, this
you
is
liked
jackpot.
It.
This
jackpot. Is
and he said, I want you to be on the movie. I said, I cannot be from the preparing period till the end. I can be when you're shooting, I will be there. I promise you, when you start shooting, I will be next to you. And that's what happened. And now I think we start the journey. It's like in the end of Casablanca, it said,
right,
starting a new friendship. Hey,
so you guys didn't get on, Humphrey Bogart didn't get on the
yes.
plane and take off. You guys are still together
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And now, after this one, does he have any projects with
yes,
you lined
yes,
up?
Yes, yes.
We got some more stuff lined
yes,
up.
Yes, yes, yes. He's working on a new project.
Is there going to be, because of this, foreign sponsoring?
I don't know. But let
because
me tell
that becomes
you,
a headache.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Tevanik is not finished yet.
Okay.
He's still, 2 weeks ago, he won a prize in a festival. I think it was in L.A., I'm not sure. He had a prize two weeks ago. So Tevanik is still moving. I hope that the last inhabitant also will go on.
Take off,
now,
yeah.
It's like a baby, you know, when
yeah.
it comes out, he has his
baby
life.
Steps,
yeah, his life, and it goes. So I hope it will be the same thing. And it can help those two films, because Tevanik helped a lot less inhabited. So I hope the both of them will have the third project also.
Okay, Agop, it's been great. I gotta ask you, what do you think of Armenia? What do you think of this place? This is my third time coming here. Before you answer that, my first two times, dark, it looked gray, it looked like I mentioned early in the segment that I did on my own, I mentioned how it just didn't seem like happiness like I see it now. What do you think?
I think it's going to be really Yerevan that we in diaspora used to imagine. Armenia will be the way we used to imagine. I think it's coming now live. It's taking life and spirit. I'm thinking to come here.
Me too.
I have a great job in Lebanon.
Right.
I teach in the university, Lebanese University. I have great post. I'm directing. I do also theater. Everybody knows me there, but I think I must do a bridge between Beirut and Yerevan. So,
and I think for any Armenian in the world, if you're making a trip out to South America, if you're making a trip out to the Caribbeans, if you're making a trip out to Europe, please, please give Armenia a shot with your family. I think it should be on your bucket list. I think that people should come here one time. You know, I've got people in our in America where I live, and they say, I've been to Turkey to see that, but I haven't been to Armenia. And you know what, folks? They should come hand in hand to check out Western Armenia and then come see what Armenia is all about. So thank you very much, Agop. Thank you, and enjoy your stay. How long are you in town?
1 week.
One week. One more week to go?
No. Monday I'm leaving. I came Monday. Monday I will leave.
Have you seen everything you want to see yet, or there's still places that you're going to visit?
No, this is my sixth time coming.
Sixth time?
Yeah.
No, but is there, like I always say, I want to see this in Armenia. I always want to say I see it, but I never get to see it.
I came for two reasons. First was the premiere of Chivan's film. Second, I'm doing my production house here. So I must see my lawyer here and stuff and start my production house here.
All right. That sounds great, brother. And so good. So good to meet you. So good to talk to you. Folks, that was really crazy stuff what happened earlier. You were in that cafe over there. I'm in this cafe, 30, 40 yards. That ought to be a movie script alone right there.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. See you. That was Hagop Derghugazyan, my friends. What a great interview that was at a cafe kicking back in Armenia. And Hagop really filled me in on The Last Inhabitant, on how it was formed and so forth. Good luck with that entire team. God bless them. I know I met a couple of the cast members. They're great people. And this movie definitely deserves a checking out. It's part of us. I think we ought to do it. And I think you'll definitely enjoy it. It's just not an obligation, but I think you'll definitely enjoy what this movie has to offer. Again, thank you very much, Hago, for giving us the interview. Hey, my friends, check out our show. Well, I'm going to be going around. I'm going to be checking out Armenia and so forth. I'd like to get some more interviews from just the everyday people out there, too. So if you're in Armenia and you see me with this crazy looking recorder in my hand just talking to myself, I'm not crazy. I'm talking to you guys out there, so you guys listen to my show as well. So thank you very much. Genatsit Kisher Party, and from Jano and Armenia, Chris, everybody, I love you guys. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. Find the show online at ArmeniaProud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or Twitter at ArmeniaProud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. Kitty, kitty.